This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Parisians can be a fussy bunch, especially when it comes to their city and changes to it. City Hall in Paris wants to build more buildings, skyscrapers to be precise. They say Paris needs them to compete with other international capitals, which is where we get back to Parisians and how they feel about change. John Lawrenson reports.
120 years ago, the English artist William Morris was asked why, in Paris, he spent so much time at the Eiffel Tower. It is, he explained, the only place I can't see it from. Today, he'd choose the building I'm standing on top of, the Tour Montparnasse, that rises like a 59-story black gravestone where once was a neighbourhood of political dreamers, artists and poets. After they built this office block in 1973, the outcry was so loud they banned new buildings over seven stories high. But the mayor, Bertrand Delanoë, overturned that ban. Outside the city centre, at least, the skyscraper builders are back in town.
A city is something that constantly renews itself. I'm convinced that just as people go to visit the new parts of London, people will come to see extraordinary new architecture in Paris.
The young mayor of one Paris district, Jérôme Coumet, says he's glad that some of the 12 new skyscrapers planned for this city, since the ban was lifted in 2008, will be going up in his part of town.
Some detractors talk about Paris as a city museum. Well, Paris is a city museum. It is the city that attracts the greatest number of visitors anywhere in the world. That's an important economic resource. But it's not the only one. Paris is competing hard with other cities like London as an international capital, economically and architecturally.
A hydraulic drill rattles on a site in the north of Paris where there'll soon be a skyscraper made of four stacked steel and glass boxes. Paris City Hall says this city is not about to become Dubai. The new 590-foot height limit is a good deal lower than the Eiffel Tower. But, say members of the anti-skyscraper group SOS Paris, high-rise office space doesn't make sense economically.
My name is Bertrand Sauzé, and I was the real estate director of Alcatel.
Sauzé studied moving the headquarters of this $20 billion a year telecom equipment company into three skyscrapers in the business district west of Paris. The experience turned him into an anti-skyscraper campaigner.
It costs a lot to be built, it costs a lot to manage it, and it costs a lot to destroy it at the end, to demolish it properly with the new regulation.
Instead, his company chose to renovate its old headquarters in the city centre, which could have been a good call for another reason. Maybe companies are just not going to need huge head offices in the future. Philosopher Thierry Pacot heads an urban studies institute at Paris University.
Le travail de bureau.
Office work is destined to disappear. We're already contracting out a lot of paperwork, accounting, for example, to workers in countries like India and Morocco. Every manager has his smartphone and does his own correspondence. The world of work is undergoing a huge transformation. More and more people are going to work at home or in cafes. And when they have to meet, they'll do so not in a skyscraper, but somewhere really nice, maybe once a week.
Like here. Right next to where they're putting up that tall glass building, there's a little park with men playing boule, surrounded by handsome seven-story greystone buildings with slate roofs. Perhaps, says Thierry Pecot, homes like these are the offices of tomorrow, and the glass tower is the thing of the past. In Paris, I'm John Lawrenson for Marketplace.